Alabama in the 19th century. The 100 years between 1800 and 1900 brought many changes to Alabama. The number of settlers living in the territory grew very fast. These new people wanted the Alabama Territory to become a state. So in 1819, Alabama became the 22nd state to join the United States of America. The American Indians were removed from Alabama in what was called the Trail of Tears. More settlers began arriving from the eastern part of the United States. Travel into Alabama was hard, but many settlers made the slow trip to claim new land. The Civil War, 1861 to 1865, caused much death and destruction. Economic growth stopped during the war. Economic activities are those that try to make money. Normal activities like schools also stopped. The state struggled since there was no money for any government services. Many of Alabama's men had been killed or wounded and could not work. But after the war, the black people who had been slaves were given their freedom. In the last part of the 19th century, industries began to grow. Inventions of new machinery helped the farmers. Many people began thinking and doing something about equal rights for everyone. Chapter 5, Settlement of a Territory. Chapter Preview, Terms, Economic, Seed, Navigable, Frontier, Squatter, Speculator, Yeoman, Freedman, Plantation, Planter, Cotton Gin, Economy, Mill. Alabama fever struck the southern states after the Treaty of Fort Jackson. Andrew Jackson made treaties with the Choctaw, Cherokee, and Chickasaw Indians. The Creek Indians had ceded, given up, much of their land in Alabama to the United States government. The U.S. government then sold the land to settlers. By 1820, three-fourths of Alabama was open for settlement. In 1810, there were 9,000 white and black settlers in the territory. By 1820, nearly 150,000 people lived in the state of Alabama. This migration of settlers into Alabama changed the population from mainly Indian to largely white. It changed the way land was used. Huge fields for farming were created when forests were cleared. It changed the culture of the area from American Indian to American settler. People like Judge Harry Toulmin wrote about the southern part of the state. The climate in the region provided for a long growing season. Toulmin said land near the rivers was good for growing crops like corn and cotton. He also pointed out the large pine forest in the area. People in other states with worn-out land read this article. Others who were looking for a place to settle read it too. Many people wanted to come to this rich state to live. It had good land for crops and plenty of lumber for building. The pine forest Toulmin wrote about were of special interest. Many people used pine trees, especially the longleaf pines, for naval stores. Naval stores are products made from the resin taken from pines. These products included turpentine, which had many uses. Settlers used it in folk medicine. They also applied it to cloth and leather to help these items shed water. Camphene, or palmetto oil, was turpentine mixed with alcohol. It was used as a fuel for lamps until kerosene became available. The settlers needed naval stores to use and to sell. Chapter 5, Section 1, Pioneers. As you read, look for how the United States got land for settlement, travel in early Alabama, terms, navigable, frontier. Settlers heard reports of rich land, good climate, and navigable, passable by ship, rivers in Alabama. they were willing to leave their homes for a new frontier. A frontier is land beyond settled areas. They had dreams of wealth and a new start in life. Some were already rich. These well-educated people brought their slaves and belongings to make a new home in richer Alabama. They bought large areas of land, but most of the newcomers were poor and could only afford small farms. They barely had enough food to get them through a winter. Like the Indians, they hunted for food. Most of the people who came to Alabama during this time were from Virginia, the Carolinas, and Georgia. Many families brought everything they owned and came to stay. In just one day, an English geographer counted 1,200 people moving into the area. These pioneers walked or rode over trails and roads made by soldiers and American Indians. Pioneer Roads. Pioneers moving into Alabama usually traveled on one of three major roads. Congress provided money for the Federal Road, later called the Old Federal Road, and the Natchez Trace in 1806. These were the first two roads into present-day Alabama. Together, these roads connected Washington, D.C. and New Orleans, Louisiana. The Huntsville Road was also important to the pioneers. These roads were dangerous to use because robbers attacked travelers. Settlers liked to make the journey in groups for protection. The Old Federal Road mainly brought pioneers from Georgia and South Carolina. It entered Alabama just below the center of the state and generally followed the Alabama River. It started as a horse path and was improved to a wagon trail, but the road was very rough and had no bridges. The Natchez Trace was a pioneer road that ran from Nashville, Tennessee to Natchez, Mississippi. It crossed Alabama in the northwestern corner of the state. Today, the Natchez Trace Parkway is a national park. You can travel the entire length of the road and stop at historic spots. The Huntsville Road was part of a road that started in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. In Alabama, it ran from Huntsville through Tuscaloosa to St. Stephens. St. Stephens was the capital of Alabama when it was just a territory. Traveling the roads. Settlers traveled into Alabama in different ways. The poorest settlers pulled their own carts. Others had horses or oxen to pull the carts. Some used pack horses to carry their belongings. Those who could afford covered wagons used them. Pioneers who had slaves used them to drive the farm animals to the new land. Some roads were paths barely wide enough for a family to walk single file. One woman wrote of her family's journey, quote, "Got along very badly today. Roads rough and muddy, my oxen gave out, and little wagon broke down." End quote. Sometimes the pioneers marked the path for people who would follow. One of these roads was marked along the way by three notches cut into tree trunks. It became known as Three Notch Road. On the well-traveled roads, there were taverns, forts, and stands selling food and supplies. The prices for goods at these roadside places were very high. Think it through. 1. Why were people excited about the news of Alabama's resources? 2. What states did most Alabama settlers come from? 3. What government provided money for two roads through Alabama? 4. Name the routes the settlers used to travel into Alabama.